Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Broadcasting from the corner of Canyon and Jackson, my name is John Dale. Joined here again by Casey in the studio. Are you guys getting in the Christmas spirit? City of Spearfish came by the other day and put up the decorations on all the light poles. It does look pretty cool when you look up the street up toward the freeway. You see all these different colors. So I'll give them a little credit for that. Thanks to Public Works for all you do, not just the light pole maintenance. On today's show, we're going to have a lot of music. That's what we're going to be getting into here shortly. We also do have some classified adage we're going to share with you later in the broadcast. So what are we going to cue up first, Casey? What should we play first, do you think? Why don't we start with Chris Huizenga? All My Friends, how about that? This is a local artist here. He was raised in Sturgis by Wolves, graduated from Sturgis Brown High School, and he's been bouncing around some of the cities here in the Black Hills, and he's been on tour writing albums. And musician extraordinaire, Mr. Chris Huizenga. And this song is called All My Friends. Do we have that queued up? Yeah, go ahead and kick it off. Let's do this. That was Chris Huizenga from, I guess he's from Sturgis, South Dakota, but he's also from Spearfish, South Dakota. We know and like Chris, and we love his music around here. He plays down at the B&B bar occasionally. I know he was doing the karaoke night down there, hanging out with all of his friends. How about that song and what it must be like to be that age again, huh? All right, we'll be back right after this. Growing Business Solutions is an LLC started in Tucson, Arizona in 2004. This is John Dale, everyone. I founded Growing Business Solutions as the master's thesis for the McGuire Center for Entrepreneurship, Concentration in Entrepreneurship. Since then, I've worked professionally in enterprise software, delivering solutions to healthcare. I've delivered encryption software for the largest credit union in Canada. I put together a 52-gun raffle for law enforcement, a law enforcement association. I've delivered for higher ed, K-12, and other firms. I can design and build these applications from the ground up. They're scalable, fast, secure, privacy certified. I can also conduct audits, and I can perform consulting of many different technological varieties. Again, that's growingbusinesssolutions.com. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. That's actually my shtick. That's what I do when I'm not on the microphone here at the studio. We just got done listening to Chris Huizenga. Would love for you to go and check him out. Check out one of his live shows if you can. I'm not sure what's going on with Chris. Maybe he'll drop me a note on Facebook or something and give me an update, and we'll share that with everybody who listens. By the way, we do have an audience for this show, and it is growing. Thank you for attending, and thank you for sharing information about what we're doing with your friends, family, and fools. We love it. Again, this is the music episode. Later in the broadcast, we're going to get into some of our local classified ads. We have a dude, Wesley, who submitted some ads this week. He's got some stuff that he'd like to sell you, so be sure you check that out. And if you know any horse traders around, please do have them tune into this broadcast and make sure they give a listen to what Wesley's got to offer there. Next coming up here, we have Heath Johnson, Wrong Side of the Train, from his album, The Wrong Side of the Train. Give this a listen. Tell me what you think.
She looked at me the way you do when you found the one to help you see the night through. Well, if I'd known then what I know now, I'd have left that girl alone somehow. Brother, that's not the way it goes. When your heart gets lost within the throes, I'm not looking for my pot of gold. I'm just trying to find my way. Win or lose, well, don't you know I'm always on the wrong side. My daddy told me when I was young, he said, in this world you're born to run, and love's the hardest race to win. When you get knocked down, get up again. No battle scars and crooked lines are all I got to pass the time. Roaming around like an old stray dog, looking for a way to cut through this fog. Trying to find my way. Win or lose, well, don't you know I'm always on. train.
That's Mr. Heath Johnson. You know, I guess it was about a decade ago now that Heath came to town, and prolific songwriter. I saw him riding his bicycle the other day up at Spearfish Park. He looked like Forrest Gump after his run. He was looking a little shaggy. It's a good look for you, Heath. I like it. Of course, joining Heath on that particular song is Jason Guntermiller, who is widely known for having the thickest skin in music. The guy can really take a joke, and so if you see him, make sure that you test that. I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised at how resilient he can be. Again, that's Heath Johnson, Wrong Side of the Train, from the title track of Wrong Side of the Train. That was, I believe, the first album he recorded in the Black Hills. It might have been his first album ever. Love that guy's songwriting. Really appreciate you, Heath. Keep going. I think to hear him tell it, it's been a long time now, so if I get this wrong, I do not apologize. But Heath is a Reformed Baptist. And when you listen to that record, you can really hear that come through, that he's been through some stuff, and it comes out in his music. So I always love to listen to Heath Johnson's tunes. I'd like to see what he's doing. I maybe go out and catch one of his live shows here at some point, see if he's got somebody accompanying him on the guitar. Not a single wrong note in that entire song. Well, listen, I think we're probably going to play this out with Casey. How about cue up some original classical music of mine, just some acoustical classical music. That way we can cut it off at the break. We don't have to worry about that quite as much. We'll cut that off at the break. Not sure. What do you think? What do you want to hear? What do you got over there? Do you have John Dale Blues? Yep. All right. This is John Dale's Blues, and it's just a classical piece that brings together a couple of different types of music and genres of music. Give it a listen, folks. Hope you like it. Thank you.
is John Dale. I want to share something with you that is near and dear to my heart, and that is my computer monitor. I'm a computer professional. I sit in front of this thing for my job every day, sometimes as much as 18 hours at a time. Over the years, I've been doing this for decades. I've developed something called computer vision syndrome. I have light sensitivity issues when I look away from the monitor. Now, if I step away from the computer for a while, it feels better. But I have to work. I have to get my job done. And that's why I prefer digital ink monitors by DB to Dawn. These things use that digital ink like an e-reader, so you don't have this light blasting into your face. They're awesome. Check it out. Go to dbtodom.com today.
The Lite Phone 2 is a premium, minimal phone. It will never have any social media, clickbait news, email, an internal browser, or any other anxiety-inducing infinite feeds. It's an experience we call going light. It's a phone, it calls, it texts. There's a customizable menu of simple tools and a dashboard website to manage everything. There's a headphone jack, Bluetooth, and it can be used as a personal hotspot. The phone uses unique electric paper screen technology, also found in popular e-readers. This does not emit any blue light like a traditional backlit screen. It's visible in direct sunlight and limited to black and white, intentionally. So if you're interested in the Lite Phone, go to thelitephone.com and tell them John Dale sent you.
When the internet first came out, it promised to connect the world, and it did. Unfortunately, baked into the internet is the ability to get information about other people, like lots of information of every imaginable type. We believe over time that by respecting your right to privacy, our communities become stronger and more trustworthy. At dbtodom.com, we believe that is a good thing to work for. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is John Dale of Pretty Little Ditties. I play original music, and I do a lot of improv with my presentation. Every performance is different. I also love to teach and interact with people who appreciate and enjoy live music from a real person. I have deep knowledge and experience in music, and it comes through in the playing that I work hard to be able to bring to your event. If you'd like to have me out, please don't hesitate to drop me a note at info@plainstribune.com. Again, that's Pretty Little Ditties. That's what I'm calling my little music venture. So I'd love to hear from you. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Testing 1, 2, 3, broadcasting from the corner of Canyon and Jackson in sunny Spearfish, South Dakota. We had a beautiful day today. I went down to the creek and put my feet in the creek for about 3 hours a couple weeks back to do some fishing just to get myself used to it. Now my feet are hot, but the rest of me is still freezing. Just the way it goes, I guess. But sometimes you just got to get out in it. And today we had a day, it was just above freezing. It was like 36 degrees, but the sun was shining. There wasn't a lot of wind. And so I went outside and kicked the soccer ball around a little bit, took a walk, got some exercise. It was delightful. It was glorious. It was glorious. I'd do it again, too. Hey, listen, this is the music episode, the music show, I guess. This is our Friday mashup where you never know what you're going to get, like a box of chocolates. I was thinking Heath Johnson. He kind of looked like a mountain man, too, when I saw him riding his bicycle with his beautiful family over there at Spearfish Park. So glad to see him out and about. Would love to get together for a little jammy. Heath, what's going on, buddy? What's going on? Maybe do some reconciliation, see if we couldn't produce some tunes together. Listen, what's coming up next on this show, on this particular segment, I'm watching the clock now. We're going to do something we have never done before. Click over to that other tab there, Casey. We've never done this before. I'm calling this the royalty-free roulette, okay? We don't ever know what we're going to get on this one either. Now, the first one, I got to glance over here and get the name of that song again. Just a sec. Hold on. Okay, so I've never heard this. It's royalty-free. It's called the Burpee Burp Song by Burp and Ernie. And it's about 1 minute. Now, I'm committed to this. Unless it gets vulgar, okay? Unless it gets vulgar, then I'll cut it. Or if it gets like slanderous or something, I'll cut it. But this could be, you might want to buckle up for this. This could be a wild ride. This is called the Burpee Burp Song. And in the description, it says that this is something that you could play while you are burping an infant. So I'm assuming that there's not going to be anything too bad. But again, this is the royalty-free roulette. We found this online. And we're just going to go for this here. You ready? You got it queued up? You got the volume up and everything? All right, we're about to do this. We're going to roll with this thing here. I've never heard this. I don't know how loud it is. But I hope that we all enjoy it, okay? All right, but this is by Burp and Ernie. All right, here we go. Go.
Beaver, burp, 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 beep. Burp, 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 beaver, burp, 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 beaver, burp, 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 beaver, burp, 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 beep. Burp, 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 beaver. Burp, 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 beep, burp, 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 beep.
Quite sure what to think about that. Would a baby be insulted by that? I think that's family friendly. It's got kind of a nice tune. Burp, burp, burpy, burpy, burp, burp, Ralph. Well, I'm going to go ahead and call it our first ever royalty-free roulette. Tremendously successful. I think that was just wonderful. I can't imagine a little baby being offended by that. In fact, you may get a giggle out of that song. If you and your family play that together, you might get a little giggle out of that. And we all, I mean, come on, we all burp, right? The question is, in my mind, at this particular juncture, how do you follow that? How do you follow the Burpee Burp Song? Do we have something queued up from Jason Guntermucker? I don't think we've got anything of his. What is it? Ooh, how about, yeah, I got something that'll top that. Let's do Sweet November by Chris Huizenga. Let's do another Chris Huizenga tune. Love that guy's stuff. I don't know who recorded that in the studio. I think he did a great job. And I'd like to hear more out of Chris Huizenga. I wonder what's going on. Maybe we could get him on the show and do an interview and maybe get him live and do some live stuff on one of our shows. But thank you so much, everybody, by the way. Let's see how much time we got. How long is that song? Ooh, we're going to bring that one back after the break. How about, do we have Baptist Roots queued up? Baptist Roots, Heath Johnson, Baptist Roots. We're going to try to do Heath Johnson, Baptist. That's a quick three-minute hitter there. I think we can fit that one in before the break if we hurry here. No, we don't have. Oh, that one's 4.5 minutes too. All right, let's do some of my classical stuff. What's another? Anything. Let's go ahead and just pick one of mine at random. We'll play it out with that, and then we'll come back with Heath Johnson, and Baptist Roots if we can find it. Otherwise, we might come back with Chris Huizenga. Then we got another commercial break, and then we'll come back with our classified ads, and then that'll wrap up this Friday show. So we're not quite yet there. I hope that you guys had just a tremendous week, real productive, good week where you feel good about what you're doing heading into the weekend. Make sure you treat people right. All right, cue that up. Fire it off, Casey. Let's go. Growing Business Solutions is an LLC started in Tucson, Arizona in 2004. This is John Dale, everyone. I founded Growing Business Solutions as the master's thesis for the McGuire Center for Entrepreneurship, Concentration in Entrepreneurship. Since then, I've worked professionally in enterprise software, delivering solutions to healthcare. I've delivered encryption software for the largest credit union in Canada. I put together a 52-gun raffle for law enforcement, a law enforcement association. I've delivered for higher ed, K-12, and other firms. I can design and build these applications from the ground up. They're scalable, fast, secure, privacy certified. I can also conduct audits, and I can perform consulting of many different technological varieties. Again, that's growingbusinesssolutions.com. Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is John Dale of Pretty Little Ditties. I play original music, and I do a lot of improv with my presentation. Every performance is different. I also love to teach and interact with people who appreciate and enjoy live music from a real person. I have deep knowledge and experience in music, and it comes through in the playing that I work hard to be able to bring to your event. If you'd like to have me out, please don't hesitate to drop me a note at info@plainstribune.com. Again, that's Pretty Little Ditties. That's what I'm calling my little music venture. So I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Howdy, folks. Hey, are you struggling to find a way to stay fit in the wintertime? It's just so easy to kick your feet up and have that fourth cup of hot chocolate with marshmallows, isn't it? Well, I solved this problem for myself about 3 years ago when I started cross-country skiing. We found our way up to the Big Hill facility here near Spearfish. You just hop on Tinton Road, you head up there on Big Hill. That's maintained by a Nordic ski group. I can't think of the, oh my gosh, what's the name? The Black Hills Nordic Ski Club or something like that. They're on Facebook. If you look up Black Hills Nordic Skiing and cross-country skiing, you'll definitely be able to find them. It's changed my life. It gives me that edge in winter. I don't put on that extra 5 or 10 pounds that then I'm looking at every spring. And it feels great for those of you who are active. I can wholeheartedly recommend that you head up to Big Hill and check out those trails. Also look them up on Facebook and get some pointers and tips for your skis and how to wax them and how you can help to be a good citizen up there. So anyway, I'd like to personally thank Nordic Ski Club folks up there for the work they do maintaining that trail. It's a life changer and it's awesome. It's something that I think I would like to see become more popular in the area. Thanks, everybody. Oh, this is John Dale, by the way. Have a great
Welcome back, folks. Thank you so much for joining us on our program here on Friday, broadcasting from the corner of Canyon and Jackson and Spearfish. Listen, as a public service announcement, and this is serious, okay? If you have a baby that's burping like that, you may want to take him to the doctor. Just a quick public service announcement. Coming right up, we have Chris Huizenga again with Sweet November, and then we'll follow that up straight away back-to-back with Heath Johnson, Baptist Roots. And that gives you a lot of insight into that particular songwriter, one of my favorites. Both of these guys are just awesome, local Black Hills musicians, and I appreciate you. Fire away, Casey, whenever you're ready. November wind.
listen to. Life was simple and the days were filled with everything a kid could do. Sunday mornings we were in chapel. Sunday nights we can go back to. I learned a lot about the Bible, but didn't learn much about you. I used that book just like a weapon, more times than I'll tell you. But never did I pay attention to the pain that I caused you. These are my Baptist roots. It seemed to me that love and mercy only came if I would do every goddamn thing you tell me, and trusted every word was true. And all the friends I held so dearly, I had to tell them how we felt. I lost so many friends that way, telling them they'll burn in hell.
This is John Dale. I want to share something with you that is near and dear to my heart, and that is my computer monitor. I'm a computer professional. I sit in front of this thing for my job every day, sometimes as much as 18 hours at a time. Over the years, I've been doing this for decades. I've developed something called computer vision syndrome. I have light sensitivity issues when I look away from the monitor. Now, if I step away from the computer for a while, it feels better. I have to work. I have to get my job done. And that's why I prefer Digital Ink Monitors by DB Tadom. These things use that digital ink like an e-reader, so you don't have this light blasting into your face. They're awesome. Check it out. Go to dbtadam.com today.
The Light Phone 2 is a premium, minimal phone. It will never have any social media, clickbait news, email, an internal browser, or any other anxiety-inducing infinite feeds. It's an experience we call going light. It's a phone, it calls, it texts. There's a customizable menu of simple tools and a dashboard website to manage everything. There's a headphone jack, Bluetooth, and it can be used as a personal hotspot. The phone uses unique electric paper screen technology, also found in popular e-readers. This does not emit any blue light like a traditional backlit screen. It's visible in direct sunlight and limited to black and white, intentionally. So if you're interested in the Light Phone, go to thelightphone.com and tell them John Dale sent you.
When the internet first came out, it promised to connect the world, and it did. Unfortunately, baked into the internet is the ability to get information about other people. Like lots of information. Of every imaginable type. We believe over time that by respecting your right to privacy, our communities become stronger and more trustworthy. At dbtadam.com, we believe that is a good thing to work for. Thank you.
This is John Dale, PlainsTribune.com and the Talking Classifieds. We had one of our listeners send this classified ad in. I'm asking $125 for all of the following. They can email me at freedomsofgrowing@gmail.com for more information, pictures, etc. Also mention, please, that I'm planning to have a storage unit sale soon with lots of kitchen items, like new men's Wrangler jeans, size 34 by 34, women's jeans, size 8, 9, and 10, women's tops, 100% cotton, long and short sleeves, mostly made in America. Here's that email again, freedomsofgrowing@gmail.com. That's freedomsofgrowing. freedomsofgrowing@gmail.com for more information on that information.
Hi, my name is Caitlin, and I have a very lightly played with 18-inch doll and horse set with all the original accessories, along with the original horse and doll set comes another doll sleepover set with matching storybook and accessories that include a toothbrush, toothpaste, bunny slippers, and more. Everything is in good condition, and there are no missing pieces or broken parts. All four of the horse's legs can move and bend, and the doll's arms, legs, and head move as well. The doll has rich dark brown hair and dark blue eyes. This collection would make a great Christmas gift, especially with the holidays right around the corner, or even a birthday present for any little girl who loves ranch life. Right now, my asking price is $100. I will take offers on it. And you can reach me at 605-644-7337. Thank you.
Yeah, I've got a light new Lazy Boy rocker recliner, and I'm only going to ask $150 for it. It's, and I ain't going to ever sat on this thing as somebody's small dog. Anyhow, I've also got a Dale Earnhardt CD collection, like a whole set. And I don't know. We ain't been talk about that. I'm not going to ask a whole lot for any of this stuff. I got a lot of good stuff. Let's see. I've got Diamond Willow canes and staffs and crosses that I've been making. And they're gorgeous. Yeah, just West Mallee. I should leave my name and number. Number 307-622-8830. I've also got a Jack Nicholas baseball cap, still in the package. It's like pristine condition. Excuse me. I got so much junk. I mean, fine stuff. Anyhow, I got a pair of Sony tower speakers. They're like a stereo speakers. They'll go cheap on them and sell those, I don't know, $25. I've got handmade clocks that I've made out of black walnut and cherry wood and a few other things like that. Anyhow, I got a whole list of stuff. So give me a call whenever you get a chance. Thank you.
Hi, I have an Apples to Apples Junior card game in pristine condition that I'm trying to sell. I've had it for a few years, but only had like a couple chances to play it, so it's in really good condition. The box doesn't have any scuffs or rips, and all the cards are there. I'm asking $15, and you can contact me by texting 520-548-1311. If you're interested or want to make an offer, just go ahead and text me at that number. Thank you. Bye.
Are you looking for a great gift for kids? I have one and make one-of-a-kind handmade hopscotch runners. You can keep those kids moving with this handmade hopscotch runner. It comes with two bean bags. The size of it is 22 inches by 79 inches. And it's made from a colorful collection of lightweight quilting type fabrics. That has a red heather colored fabric for the background and the backing. It's great for exercising and learning all in one activity. And the runner is machine washable as well. I have one currently available, and I will also take orders if you have a specific color or theme that you might be interested in. I'm asking $45 for these hopscotch rugs and the bean bags that come with it. You can reach me at 605-644-7337, and my name is Jessica. Thank you.
Hello, I'm in the market for crafting supplies, mainly like yarn, fabric, embroidery thread, or similar materials. If you have some old supplies sitting around that you've been like meaning to give away or don't need anymore, I'd be glad to take it off your hands. Just text me at 520-548-1311 and let me know if you're interested and what you have if you have something. Thanks. Have a good one.
Hi, I have two separate porcelain dolls I'm trying to sell. They can be bought together or separate. The first one is a 16-inch porcelain doll with navy velvet dress, bonnet, and doll stand, and I'm asking $20. This is a really cool old porcelain doll that is in really good condition. She has a pretty navy velvet dress and bonnet that has lace and feathers around it. She has all her original clothing, including bloomers, cotton tights, petticoat, and shoes. With the bonnet, she actually stands 18 inches tall. And she has blue eyes and light golden brown curly hair. She is in great condition. And again, that's a 16-inch porcelain doll with the navy velvet dress for $20. Then I also have a 14-inch porcelain doll with a white lace dress, toy bear, and doll stand. This is a really cute 14-inch doll. She's in very good condition. She has pretty blonde curls, blue eyes, and comes with a cute little teddy bear that she's holding. Her clothes are in good condition. She has cotton tights, long bloomers, shoes, and a lacy dress. I'm asking $20 as well for her. And both dolls, like I said, have their own stands. And my name is Jessica. You can reach me at 644-7337. And that is area code 605. Thank you.
Testing, testing, 1, 2. That's our show for today, folks. I hope that you have an exceptional Friday and a wonderful weekend. It's been kind of a nice journey, if I'm going to be honest with you. Just looking outside, seeing that pastel-looking sky fade out into darkness as we descend into the doldrums of a South Dakota winter, but not before we have a few days of nice weather. In fact, tomorrow is the Holidazzle Parade here in Spearfish. I hope that you will attend that and show your community spirit. You can go ahead and keep rolling that SCL intro. Bring that back up when it's the end of the show. We'll just go ahead and roll it out with that. And then instead of ads on the end of this one, let's go ahead and use some classical music. My name is John Dale. We broadcast this from the corner of Canyon and Jackson in sunny Spearfish, South Dakota. Exceptionally happy to be with you here today. Gosh, what's next for us? We've got another show coming back around the bend next week. If we can grow our classified ad footprint, we want more classified ads. I would like to do an entire hour and create a completely separate channel for a classified ad community. But for now, we're just going to let it be in the seed stage of this whole thing, and we're going to grow it slowly. So thank you so much to Wes this time. Wes, thanks for that ad, buddy. Appreciate that. Be sure to spread the word, and I'll do the same. We'll put this out through all of our channels and see if we can't move that lazy boy for you. Some of that other wonderful stuff you got. Well, folks, I guess that's it. We'll be back around the bend with some more stuff next week. Have a great day, everybody.